mostly on has very little documentary basis. It's mostly critically dependent on your responses on interaction with ICANN.
Alex, was that a question for me or?
Patrick, I was saying that I'm asking you for help in moving a bit faster with responses to my questions or challenges, because my work packets have mostly critically are dependent on the interaction with ICANN, not as much on documentary analysis.
Yeah. Yeah, I am pushing on our side with Denise to be able to release a variety of things and also give you feedback on the work packet that he sent. So I'm hopeful today is going to be the day we'll be able to break through and not just on the documents, but also get you the feedback that you had requested.
Okay, thank you. Because I'm traveling on Friday to Rome.
Okay.
And my situation for work weekends a lot when I do that.
And I don't know if you saw, but if you're going to Rome, that John Crane and Dave Piscitello and Rick Lamb will all be there.
I'm going to write each of them, especially John and Dave, with whom I'm more acquainted, more friends, to ask for them to set aside some time for interviews and for going through this kind of stuff.
Okay.
Alejandro, it's Alice. Just to let you know that Jeff has joined the call as well.
Jeff has joined. Hi. Very good.
Hi. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good.
You're in D.C.?
Yes, I am.
And Patrick, you're in D.C. as well?
Yes, I'm in D.C.
Ready to head back to Africa?
Yep. David Cake, and who do you have news from anyone else, Alice?
Simon has sent his apologies. He's on vacation. I haven't heard from Xiao Dong nor Martin, but I'm hoping they might join.
Okay. And were you able to contact Anders?
Yes, I forwarded the invitation to Anders. He responded saying tentative, so he'll try to join as well.
Okay. So then I think it's wise to wait for a few more minutes, if you all agree.
Yes.
Alejandro, did you receive the latest set of documents from Mikey O'Connor on the DSSA, not just their progress, but his initial thoughts on the differentiation between DSSA scope and the review team scope?
Yes, I did receive them, Patrick. I haven't been able to go through them in depth, and as soon as I get a better grasp of them, I will also share them with them. I think it's safe to share with the whole SSRRT, but what do you think? Only the drafters team or the whole? What do you think will be less of a risk for him to have gone out and they spill the beans before being authorized by the rest of this group?
You know, maybe while we're waiting too, Alejandro and Patrick, I had said I would talk further with our legal department about the NDA, and they didn't raise any major concerns, but they suggested that having an appendix of any specific documents or information that is subject to the NDA would help to address the concern about knowing what the scope of it is. And then I think the only other thing we have to deal with is how to balance basically complying with the NDA, but also knowing what the rules of the road would be in terms of, you know, what could go into the public report based on that review or based on that discussion, you know?
Well, That's good. I'm hopeful that the NDA discussion is about to be overtaken by events, because we, I think, we'll be able to release some draft non-NDA versions of documents that I'm waiting on the final clearance today. So keeping the fingers crossed, but hoping that that's going to come today.
Okay, great.
Yep, and on the NDA front, Patrick, I'm waiting to see how it resolves with physics. I mean, eager to sign anything that keeps us moving, but not to tie myself. Even worse than anyone else in the working group.
Yes, it's Denise. Is on the call, maybe Denise can give an update, but if not, you know, we've gone probably 10 rounds with legal on this, and I'm hopeful that it's ending.
I know how challenging that can be, believe me.
Hi, it's Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Hello.
Hey, Denise, I don't know when you joined, but I gave a brief update on where we were with non-NDA versions of documents, so hoping there'll be something from legal today.
Yep, and we'll be just sending them as they, as we're completed with them, sort of a rolling release. We should have them out in the next 2 days at the latest.
It's 10 past. I think it's safe to begin. Also, I think it will actually go very fast. If you all agree, we can start. Any objections?
Sounds good.
Yes, you okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. So basically, yes. Thanks for. I'll start. Our main concern is have been getting a document out in preparation for, my concern for the last couple of weeks while making progress towards our full report has been the attempt to get questions or requests for comments out for the community, and it seems that we are not ready. I agree with you. I mean, with your email about the draft I sent out, it's very raw. It's a bit. I have to say, it's a bit desperate in trying to provoke a response or contributions. But we just are not there. It is partial, as you mentioned, because there's a lot of work that I decided not to include, which is Simon's. It's careful. It's very final. It doesn't need a lot of further input from the community to. For its knowledge base, and we still have to have a more exploratory. We're still in an exploratory phase in gathering and analyzing information. So basically, what we have to decide today is that we won't have it. We will just be calling for the community to attend the meeting and for the community input session. And really then have to put a lot of pressure, those of us who are still able to work on writing parts of the report, put a lot of pressure on that, and on that task. I don't know if you agree, Jeff, if there's anything else you think we can do to make more progress in by talking.
Well, you know, I would be interested in your feedback, Alejandro, in the document I sent to you, because I actually felt, as I started to write, that we as you said, there are areas where we've made a tremendous amount of progress, and there are other areas where, while we don't have, we don't have the written analysis, I do think we've made a lot of progress in refining the outline and the questions and the issues that we're focused on. And so, it would be very helpful to get your input on whether the outline is heading in the right direction and whether you have any thoughts, because I'm trying to basically keep making progress on that while we're trying to continue to do the analysis going forward. The other thing I would mention is I had a chance to talk to Steve Crocker and I at IGF, and I talked to Bill Smith, who's on the Who Is committee, and I talked to Marilyn, who had done the some of the work on the IGF institutional, whatever it was called. Yeah. And, I think they all said there are ways to, even if you don't have something published kind of ahead of time, to have a presentation or something that can show kind of where the group is and try and get the input during the meeting. And I think we've been doing that in the prior meetings that, I think there is a lot of progress that hopefully we can find a way to demonstrate during the meeting. And I'd say start to get the socialization of here's the outline of the report, here's the key issues that we're covering, here, there are areas where, as you said, where we've done a lot of analysis and, we want community input, but we're feeling pretty good about the recommendations. There are other areas where, we're still more exploring, and maybe try and use the meeting to really firm up those issues and try and get an outline or a draft out, fairly soon after the meeting. I feel like there's momentum right now, and the meeting always is a good opportunity to try and push things even further.
From the start, from weeks ago, I've seen your outline. As I mentioned on email, I feel it's pretty sound. I sense more that we may find ourselves making some changes. It's not a very, but they don't pop up when you look at it. But it may be not totally final. But I thought that we should use it and adjust as we go instead of trying to refine it before using it, which means being very pragmatic and finding it very useful. I think was building upon that. Saying, well, where do I find the most gaps in information or feedback for the whole of the group, not for any one particular work packet, but I went through all of the work packets and said, well, here we're ready to ask questions, here we need information, here we're not even ready, and here with Simon's work packets, the ones he's already finished, we actually are beyond the point of asking broadly for input or information. So I think we're building up in that way, based on your work and based on everyone else's completed or ongoing work. What I feel, and I was talking about this with Patrick before you joined, is that we do need respond, let's say, to finish the ICANN side. Which is what you're working on with the NDA, which is what I am working on with my work packets, which is what Martin is preparing to work with. Unfortunately, Martin was delayed by a week for his day job, so we couldn't have a conference call yesterday with Elise Gehrig. But on the other hand, he says that he's working hard on the written part of his assignment with documents he already has. I know from him and Patrick and Denise that he actually has a it's working on some very valuable documents, which are not always of a public nature. So if it's done next week, we still are okay, and then we're hoping to hold that interview with Elise maybe in the car or very shortly after. So, my concern here is that by being delayed, being late about 2 weeks, in our program for this 3 month interval, the thing is that we missed the deadline of the car, and 2 weeks after, let's say one or 2 weeks after the car, it's a very little time, but it is after the car. So that's what keeps me on my toes. Other than that, I mean, I'm in fact, I think I'm working on based on your outline, and I'll go. I mean, now that we have an assessment of what input we will have and which we won't, I'll go back to it and try to work from there to see which gaps we can fill, and as you say, which are questions that we will actually explore in the car instead of having explored, ask for feedback, and then get the feedback in the car. So it's a way to adjust the fact that we simply are behind schedule. Or, as I said, we're behind schedule for a couple of weeks, but that puts us behind schedule for a full meeting cycle, which is more like a 3-month cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as you did, I had a few talks in Nairobi, and one of them, which I think should have become very important, is with Alice Munoz, who promised to get herself back into the SRT work, and I'm going to send her, as well as a few others, individual messages asking for this. I also had a talk with Hartmut Glaser, who told me he would talk with Federico Neves, who is the security person in the unit, well-known. I don't know if any of you know him, but Federico is well-known and pretty good, to see what questions he could put out. But they were caught in events, and I got email from him the day before yesterday saying that they had made no progress either. This is going along a list of the SRRT members. In terms of final things, we are empty-handed, and I count on you, Jeff, and Simon, if he comes back from vacation on time, and Martin, who's plodding along at a good pace, to see what we can have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you in doing the outline that the gaps that you identified are the same ones that jumped out at me, that getting more on the internal ICANN processes, particularly around, say, the budget and the organization. I think also, you know, as I said in my earlier note, Alejandro, I think it's very important to try and get some more just explanation when people are reviewing either documents to describe what's happening. So, for example, the issue of the proposed board committee, you know, we really, I don't even have a good just kind of write-up about what happened at the FSAC, what's being proposed now, where things stand, those types of things that, you know, I think are very important foundation for the report to put in there as background. We need to fill out some of that as well. Because I think that's, to me, one of the values of this report is putting together all of this information about all the things we reviewed into one place for the community. I think will really help to inform their comments back to us on these issues. And I think there's a lot that we have looked at, and there's a lot that we're covering, and just describing what we found and what we're seeing, I think, you know, to me is an important part of the report, and it's where we've made a lot of progress in many areas.
Right. I agree. I mean, that's we're both, at least the two of us, and Martin for sure, on the work packet he is doing, we are trying to peel that onion to know objectively and, if possible, with a documentary base, or at least with interviews of which you can keep notes, what's going on, let's say, with the availability targets that were moved down from 100%, but we were asking for what the present goals are and the scope of those goals. I mean, what's very nagging also is the fact that we're always facing a scope question. And as you said, the board committee, we don't have a lot of detail. I don't know, Patrick or Denise, do you know if we could have more detail on how the board committee idea for the backs also the DSSA is going, or is that waiting for the DSSA work?
Patrick, do you have an answer to that? You're working with the DSSA group.
So I dropped off for a little bit, and I apologize.
The question,
I was going in the building.
The question is, whether do you or Denise know on the board side what's going on with the DSSA idea, the counterpart to the DSSA, if I understand well, is that the DSSA will have the task, and they are doing very good progress there, has the task to identify, to make a large list and a prioritized picture of threats and vulnerabilities. And then there will be a board committee that will substitute for the ESPAC, which is already a committee, by the way, for the task of creating and managing a risk analysis or a threat landscape or something like that, something in that.
The responsibility that was dropped from
the ESPAC,
bylaws,
yeah,
on the ESPAC, that a new board committee was going to be created. So
I think they're still sorting through how that's going to be structured and populated, and they have a long way to go, and would probably benefit from some outside perspective as well.
Okay.
In Dakar.
Okay, so then our task becomes much more clear, because it's to create an opinion on what should happen on that front.
Mm-hmm.
Within the limits of our resources and scope.
And Alejandro, I really thought you identified the key issue as you described it in the set of questions, which I tried to pull into the outline, which is, what are the relative responsibilities now among this board committee, the ESSAC, and the new working group, and how are they going to work together, and should there be more defined responsibilities and relationships among those three different pieces here to, you know, it's a little bit unclear how they're all going to work together right now.
Yep. And I think it's unclear because it is unclear. I mean, because
Not
that we're not getting the information, it's because it doesn't exist, right, Patrick?
No, right. So we may have our own opinion in it's an area, but I think it's an issue, it's a good issue to highlight as something that should, will need to be filled in.
Yep. I mean, on the discussions with Mikey and Patrick in the last couple of days, it's clear that it has become clear for me that the DSSA is also planned to have a limited shelf life, as we do, as the review team. But it turns out that once they are done, some version of that group may be decreased permanent, or a new structure like it may be created. But that's very, very open into the future. Okay, so I think we basically have covered what we need, in the sense that we really need to get more inputs on the parts that are the parts of the report that have not yet been drafted because of the lack of input, or are very rough in my draft, which I've shared, and the gaps that are in Jeff's outline, which are basically the same thing. We really beg you, Patrick and Denise, whatever progress you can make in responding to some of those, don't wait to have the full package. You know, we can work on anything that you start releasing. If it's systematic, it's better. If it's patchy, it's good. If it's late, it's not so good. So
yes.
We thank you for that. And we'll concentrate now. I mean, our mode of work, Jeff, I don't know if you agree, concentrates on having something instead of going for a 40-page document, we're aiming for a 5-to-10-slide presentation in PowerPoint with solid shows of progress and clear questions and a clear identification of gaps in information. We will have to say, well, this information is still pending from ICANN. If it is at some point, Patrick and Dennis, so let's try to make that list as short as possible by next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
As clear why, I mean, let's make sure that the gaps are understandable and acceptable for the community. It shows that it's information that's hard to get. Otherwise, it reflects badly on all. And we move forward onto that. And I'll write the team, and I'll write the members individually that we really need to get you know, some of the things that are going on, get them tied up at whatever level of progress they exist by let's say next Wednesday, so that people can pack them up between Wednesday and the weekend when they start traveling direct to the car.
One question, you know, as I look through the materials, you know, Patrick and Denise, Simon had focused on the FY11 security framework. You know, I had certainly looked at the draft materials for the FY12, but it strikes me that we want to add more on, you know, the evolution of the plan to the FY12, you know, recognizing that it took place kind of midstream in our review. And I do mention it a number of places in the draft. But the other, at one point, Patrick, you had sent me a checklist of kind of the status report of the initiatives. And is there any, I don't know if this is part of what you've been gathering, but it did strike me that that's another area where, you know, it'd be good to have the latest information and the most detailed information that you have on that as we head into the meeting.
Yeah, you're due for an update on where we were with the checklist for the previous fiscal year, and that as of the Singapore meeting, the FY12 plan has been adopted or acknowledged, so we're working under that now.
Right. So anything you have on both of those I think would be helpful because we can kind of incorporate that into the discussion. And Alejandro, I was going to I'll send Simon a note, but I thought between the two of us, one of the things that, you know, I could work on over the next week would be to add more analysis of the FY12 plan and the strategic plan, building on what Simon's already done.
Yep.
Yeah. While you're continuing to work on these other issues that need to be fleshed out more.
Okay. Yep. That will be very good. Okay, so I think we're done. Any other comments? Okay, any logistics that we need to clear? Alice, Olof, particularly, any logistics that you perceive that we need to clear?
Not for the time being. It's all okay.
Alejandro, you saw Louis's notes regarding the SSR ASO session?
Yeah, basically killing it.
Okay. Yeah. Just to let you know. Okay.
Yeah. No. I. In fact, I mentioned that in email to the group in the last few days. Like yesterday. When I mentioned that this was part of a conversation where David Cake had mentioned the DSSA as a GNSO group. Patrick told us correctly that it goes beyond. The GNSO, and then I mentioned that, yeah, but still, you know, the ASO is interested. It's such that we still don't have a meeting with the ASO this in the car. So yeah, thanks. That was very useful and very timely.
Okay.
Well, then move to adjourn. Okay, so meeting adjourned. Bye. See you online. See you in the car. And I hope we can still flesh out a bit more than we have. Bye, and thanks, everybody.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay.